struck a nerve with pecans. We've got texts and callers all in queue with additional pecan questions. Some about the nutrition and growth and the need to plant. I didn't realize it was, you know, the demand was going up. I just thought we'd chopped down so many orchards for development. You know, Maricopa's gone, yes. Aguila's gone, you know, so many orchards are gone. But that wasn't the case. But before we get to those, a couple other side questions that had come in earlier from our text. Gentleman's dealing with Palo Verde bark beetles. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to kill those off?
Well, the best way to ward them off or whatever is cultural practices and keeping your trees healthy. Deep watering and some sort of a fertilization just to try and help those plants regrow those roots that are being devoured by the Palo Verde, the larva of the Palo Verde beetle that lives in our ground and our soil. Very difficult to control because they're so deep. And they have a 6-7 year life cycle in the soil as a larva, and as they mature into that adult stage, they kind of crawl back up out of the ground and up into the tree, do their copulation, come back down, bury eggs in the soil again, and that life cycle continues for another 6 or 7 years, gnawing on the roots of your trees. They are native and indigenous to the Southwest. I suppose if you took heavy doses of a grub control product and, you know, shoveled it down all of those broom size handled holes that you find, and you kept that up on a regular basis, you could probably, you know, control it.
But aside from them just being really ugly beetles, are they harming the tree?
And especially, you know, a tree that's not being watered, you know, a tree that might be naturalized, a Palo Verde or a mesquite tree or an ironwood tree that may be out on its own and not in the landscape and not being watered with a hose or regular irrigation, those trees, you know, go under lots and lots of stress. And the fact that you had a beetle down there adding to it, it's just usually the trees that are up in the landscape that are getting watered, and once in a while they throw some fertilizer out there on them, you know, usually aren't as affected as bad.
And then our next question, when is the best time to set prairie dog traps? When you see them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think they're a seasonal issue.
They're not a seasonal issue. There's not a season. It's open season, and I don't think there's a limit on them either. So, trapping them is, you know, probably the best way to eradicate them. You know, there's all kinds of different traps. None of them are very, I don't know how to put it.
When we bring those up on air, we always hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, just use your imagination. Next question.
There is a product Bonite sells called Molmax.
Right.
That if they're in a lawn and they're burrowing, Molmax RX has a soil supplement to help start repairing the damage they've torn up from the lawn. So that's another option if you just don't have the time to sit out there and move the traps. That's right. Always my biggest challenge is maintaining the traps. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but half the time they're tripped, there's nothing in it.
Right. Well, I live in the city, so I don't have to deal with them. So I.
You left the farm.
I left the farm, exactly. Well, yeah.
Well, let's get to some of these pecan questions that have come in. We'll start with Mark in Green Valley at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And then if we don't organically answer these text questions, answering Mark's question that have texted about pecans, we'll get to those right afterwards. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, it's pretty simple, the question. I pass these pecan trees every morning on the way to work, and I've always wondered how many pounds of pecans does a mature pecan tree yield?
A lot. We'd have to check with our pecan farmers, and I think it varies, too, on the maturity of the tree. Like so many other crops, there's a peak maturity level, but those pecan trees can get big and they can produce a lot, especially if they're taken care of well. And how many, I would have no idea. I'd have to ask.
Yeah, it's a lot. And a big part of it is the zinc content, because mm-hmm. you can get a pecan, but it's got to pass a certain testing, and it has to have a certain amount of zinc in it. So production and edible production, or at least it's you're allowed to resell can be a different factor as well.
Right.
Well, he drives by a lot of trees. If he's driving through Green Valley every morning to go to work, isn't that the largest irrigated pecan tree orchard in the world?
Correct. Green Valley Pecan is the largest. It's integrated, and it's a family-run business. Even though we're saying it's big, it's family-run. And Deborah Walden Rawls works with her dad, and she has a brother, too. They're running the whole thing.
And it's not that old. I mean, they only started converting cotton and melon fields. I don't think they're more than 30 years old or 40 years old to be the largest in the world.
Right.
That's impressive.
And they've just continued to increase because, again, they've seen that demand. They've we've all clued in. Consumers are getting smarter. We figured out what's nutritious for us. And, again, one of those things is the pecan. So.
And, Mark, why do you ask? Are you looking to plant some of your own?
No, the reason I ask is because they have a little store there, and you can pick up a burlap package, 1 pound, for $12, you know. That's more than copper or moly out here, you know.
Yeah. There's too many of us that want those pecans, so the price has gotten a little bit heavier.
Well, and by gallon, gas is still the cheapest thing at the gas station.
Yeah. So you can convert those.
Even
gas
at $4, you know, last year it was still the cheapest thing you get at the gas station, like per gallon. So,
are you buying them shelled?
Yes, shelled. They ship them out, burlap, all that. And I was just asking because that's quite a bit for a pound. And so the answer I got was a lot.
Yeah.
We'll do some homework. We know the right people to ask.
We know the right people to ask.
We've got your phone number. We'll make a couple phone calls, get the answer to that. I'd be curious as well.
Yeah. But keep buying them because they're Arizona pecans. That means they're really good.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't mind paying $12 per pound if it's going to someone local.
Yes. And again, when it comes to...
And I don't know it's cheaper anywhere else.
No, and just like all of our food commodities, the prices fluctuate, so I'd encourage him to keep going into that store and seeing as prices change and shift.
And this pecan question may be more for Jeff. This texter wants to know, will they grow in Goodyear?
Oh, sure. Well, pecans are very diverse. They'll grow pretty much anywhere in the southern parts of the United States. Do some research if this person is listening and wants to give me a call later. There are lots of pecans that may differ greatly from what our friends down in Green Valley are planting. You know, there are backyard pecans versus, you know, the orchard type pecan. Most pecans do need a pollinator. There are a few which make it ideal for backyard pecans that just need one tree. They don't usually do real well in the backyard because, as was you described, they get very large. Most yards won't handle a pecan tree, let alone two or three of them if you need pollination on them. But there are some very, very, very good varieties that will grow very well throughout the whole southern part of the United States.
Now, they are a water hog.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
It's not, if you're going to a true xeriscape method, this isn't your tree you're looking for.
Well, no, and nor would you ever want to plant them in a desert landscape with the rock and the crushed gravel, and they wouldn't do very well. They're going to want either a grass lawn or an irrigated lot or just a plain old dirt lot. You don't want to start putting decomposed gravel with all that radiant heat bouncing back up on the tree. They won't be happy.
And this was the next one. I believe it's the last one we haven't answered pecan-wise. This person says they were under the impression that it was not possible to buy a pecan tree in Arizona.
It has gotten really hard. I'd have to go back to probably 10, 15 years ago. We were able to buy pecan trees bare root on a really regular basis, and we'd typically buy 40 or 50 of them, and we'd pot them up in a special container because they have a very large tap root, and then we wouldn't offer those trees for sale for a year. Next year we get some more in, but there's been some because I think of, you know, our citrus lobby is very, very powerful here, and we know about all the citrus policies of bringing citrus in across from California. It says when nurseries are buying it, I think the pecan people are getting very, very large and powerful, and it's becoming very difficult with laws to bring these pecans. Most of them are coming from New Mexico and California and bringing them into the state of Arizona. They go through several quarantine processes.
And do y'all have any pecans at the Harper's Nursery?
We haven't carried a pecan tree in probably 10 years.
Wow. Interesting. Well, for this person, they have a 623 number, so I'm going to give them a little tip. There is a nursery in West Phoenix, Southwest Phoenix, Elgin Nursery. Now, I don't know if they have any currently, but I know 3 years ago they ordered in a number of bare root pecans. And just like you said, mm-hmm. they're putting them in their box. They're getting the taproot growing. They're getting them established. It's really hard to sell a twig.
It is. Well, and...
and so in the next year or two, Elgin Nursery will have some pecans for sale yeah. that are grown pretty close to, you know, their 623 number as well.
And I would not plant a bare root pecan. Personally, one of the reasons that you know we kind of quit carrying them too is that because of that taproot and the large hole that you've got to dig and everything else is a very high mortality rate. So you're better off buying one like the nursery's started and the thing's leafed out and it's been in that container for a year.
Let's mm-hmm. move to our email bag. Mike's wrote in and wants to know, he's selling his home. His backyard is dirt. And wants to know, is it too late to put on ryegrass? And would that help in the resale value of his home?
Well, I would think a grass lawn of any kind would be better than a dirt lawn, especially if that prospective home buyer's got, you know, kids and dogs and stuff. But you can still plant a ryegrass lawn. It might be a little bit difficult to find it. Most people have probably run out of ryegrass, but I'd imagine some of the big, like a Ewing irrigation might still have quite a bit of ryegrass. But no, it would come up very, very well right now, especially with these warm temperatures. So it just depends on how quickly he sells his house because it's also going to die fairly quickly, you know, by May or so.
So if it doesn't sell by April, then he's going to have a dead lawn.
Yeah, he's going to have about a 3 or 4 month window there where he have a pretty yard, and then it's going to, you know, be dead.
So there you go. A couple things to consider there, Mike. Good luck selling your home. We have Ari who wants to know about saving some trees that they need removed from their property. They don't go into why the trees need to be removed, but there's a lemon, a guava, and an avocado. Mm-hmm. And instead of just cutting them down, wants to know, is there some place he can donate these to that would have use for them?
You know, I'm on Craigslist quite a bit looking for pots
whatever.
And containers and nursery stuff, and I see ads on there all the time. You know, I got gravel rock, river rock, trees, whatever, come get it. I would suggest maybe, and I can get her number, maybe send her a text or whatever. I've got some names of some people that are in the tree spade business. There's a gentleman out in Mesa, there's a couple of them. There's Price and there's Corey Allen that have tree spades that probably would, you know, for to be able to just get the tree and maybe be able to find it a good home, might be interested in taking them. So.